on the phone, I have Mr. Chris White of the National Council for the Blind. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good, Michael. How are you?
I'm in great form. It's a bit nippy out there today, but we can only expect that for this time of the year.
Well, it's all the best time then to go for a cosy meal in the Dine in the Dark restaurant.
Yes. Now, tell me, Dine in the Dark, this kind of fascinates me. Tell me what it is.
Dine in the Dark is a national week where we're encouraging as many restaurants as possible around the country to host a Dine in the Dark event. And a Dine in the Dark event is where you are blindfolded throughout the dinner and you feast with your imagination and not your eyes. So you will be unaware of what you're eating, and you have to work out the tastes and the textures and the smells and really, you know, challenge yourself and get involved in eating in a different way.
It is. It sounds fascinating. So when I go into the restaurant, I actually don't order the food myself. It's a prepared menu.
It's a prepared menu by and large. It does vary from restaurant to restaurant. There's generally a tasting menu, and the chef will prepare things, and they'll come out, and you'll effectively have to work out yourself what it is that you've been served up. Now, obviously, we make clear that people need to declare any allergies and things like that. But by and large, it's a question of them engaging in their other senses to highlight what it's like living with sight loss.
And where is this going to happen? What are the restaurants? Name a few of them for me. I know you. I think it's, what is it, 21, 22 restaurants?
21, 22, I don't have the list in front of me, Michael, at the moment, but I mean, you can go on dineinthedark.ie and they're all listed there. We've got 22 restaurants in Dublin around the country available and doing events during the week. So we'll have, there'll definitely be a restaurant locally to you or to your listeners.
And this isn't the first year, is it?
No, this is the second year. So this is Dine in the Dark 2. And it's great that we've got so many people engaged around it. So, I've got my list up here. So we've got the Blind Pig in Suffolk Street, Pacino's, the Clayton Hotel, Fire, Fishbone on the Clontarf Road in Clontarf, You and Me Family Restaurant on the Swords Road. So there's a whole range of around and about the place. The Academy Plaza Hotel in Findlay Place.
This is happening between the 5th and the 12th of November. So do I have to book?
You advise to book, because they are sort of very popular now and they're becoming a sort of there's a place in the diary now for the restaurant calendar that they're running this on an annual basis, which is great. And it's a really fun thing to do without being too worthy about it. It's obviously a very worthy cause and a worthy activity and walking in people's shoes, all of which is very important. But, you know, I've done Dine in the Dark on loads of occasions and it's just a great piece of crack. You know, you really are... it's a different experience, and if you're into your food and if you like going dining out, then it is a really interesting thing to do. There's two or three restaurants in Europe that are permanently pitch black, and one of them has a Michelin star, and they have blind waiters and blind staff. This isn't, you know, this is just done through blindfolds, but it's a really, really interesting culinary experience.
And I take it the advice is don't wear your good shirt.
Don't order the soup.
Chris, I tell you what I'd love to do. Between the 5th and the 12th is maybe to go along to one of these restaurants and interview some of the diners.
Sure we can organise that, Michael.
I think that would be really good. Just get the feedback, and maybe as well is actually to maybe have a chat with someone who is visually impaired, and let them explain it to us because they're living with it every day.
Well, interesting, one of the things that why Dine in the Dark is a good thing, a bit of crack, but it's also an emotional connection, is one of our service users who is blind was saying it's the one that when they go out and do Dine in the Dark with her friends, and she's only in her 20s, she said it's the one day when everyone appreciates what it's like every other day of the week of the year when I go out to eat. So it was a great connection and empathy for her friends to understand how it is for her when she goes out with them every night.
Yes, and I think that would be great. That would be lovely to be able to do that. Maybe I'll phone you later in the next couple of days or over next week, and we'll organise something.
Happy to help, and you know, it'd be an interesting piece for your show.
Indeed, and hopefully, you know, if we do it early enough, it may stir a few more people to get involved.
Absolutely, and we're still looking for restaurants to get involved. There's no limit, so if many restaurants get involved as possible, that'd be great.
And I take it they have to register. I would say
they register for us because we send out the blindfold. So once you register, NCBI sends out the blindfold and the kit, and we put you on the website and we promote it, and we encourage people to go. So it's there's additional marketing, and the material of things like the blindfolds, which are branded Dine in the Dark.
And I take it that's www.dineinthedark.ie?
That's it, all one word, yep.
Yep. And all lowercase, as they always say?
All lowercase, absolutely, yep. And it's all, and for your listeners, all the Dublin restaurants and all the restaurants around the country are listed on the website.
So, tell me this. Last year, you held it last year.
Yes.
And what was the feedback from diners?
The feedback was amazing. You know, people really enjoyed it. They really got a lot out of it. One of the interesting things, one of the feedbacks was it's great for diet because you only eat what you're hungry. You don't need to finish the plate that's in front of you. So you eat until you're full, which is great. So people really actually got into it. And the feedback from the restaurateurs is hugely positive as well. They were very keen on it, so that's why we've had so many sign up again this year, and really enjoyed having a different approach to celebrating their art and their work and their professionalism around about cooking. So it was great and really, really good, and a lot of really positive feedback, Michael. Really, really good feedback.
Well, it to me anyway, it sounds like great crack. I'll have to probably twist my darling wife's arm to go and try it. And she's probably listening, and I'm going to get hung, as they say, when I go home for mentioning her. But leaving that aside.
I'm sure she'd enjoy it when she gets there.
Yeah, well, she will indeed. We'll make a night of it. Tell me, just give us some stats around sight loss in Ireland.
Well, in Dublin, we've got nationally, there's 52,500 people with sight loss around the country, which is a big number, and we think that's probably underestimated by about 20,000 to 30,000 people. In Dublin, we've got about 14,500 people who live every day with sight loss. And I have huge admiration for those people. You know, walking out your front door and not being able to see takes huge courage and emotional strength. So we have these people every day, and people will spot them with their canes around the streets of Dublin. And NCBI, the National Council for the Blind, are the principal support agency for them, and we provide a whole range of services for counselling, mobility, technology, employment, the National Library for Braille and Low Vision. So a whole range of things that we do around supporting people with sight loss. And one of the ways which we have to make up the shortfall, because we're not fully funded by government, is events such as Dine in the Dark.
Yes, I was going to say that. I can imagine there's an awful lot of fundraising involved in trying to keep, as they say, keep the show on the road. Around how much do you have to
absolutely
do you have to raise every year?
We have to raise 3 million ourselves to keep the doors open. So raising €3 million a year without developing anything else, just to keep everything going, is a big ask.
So if any of our listeners want to support you, and other than going to one of the restaurants on for the Dine in the Dark, how may they help?
Well, Michael, that's a great question. We've got there's a number of ways. They can go on our website and donate. Anything from €2, €3, everything helps. They could consider donating clothes that they don't wear to one of our charity shops. And we have 22 in Dublin, all around the place. I'm sure you'd spot them. On a longer-term basis, any consideration of a small gift in people's wills is always appreciated, or even coming along to help us volunteer. So volunteer in terms of our events, so we do backpacks, or volunteer in the shops, or volunteer bucket collection, or volunteer to visit people who are who have sight loss, and make sure that there's a support service for them, and we can coordinate that at our head office here in Whitworth Road in Drumcondra.
And if somebody wants to get in contact or just wants some more information, where can they get that information?
Well, they can go to www.ncbi.ie, or they can ring our office here in Drumcondra on 01 830 7033.
Chris, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Michael.
And I will contact you about setting up something about a follow-up on Dine in the Dark. I'm actually looking forward to it. I think anybody out there who's listening, I think they should check it out on www.dineinthedark.ie. Find a restaurant close to you between the 5th and 12th of November and head along.
Perfect. Thanks a million, Michael.
All the best. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.